Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Amanda Knox has just been convicted of slander in Italy and sentenced to 3 years behind bars. She will not serve any of that since she already served 4 years for her murder conviction, but that it was overturned by a European court. New policy at the southern border as President Biden's executive order kicks in. It took effect overnight, putting a cap on the number of migrants who cross into this country illegally, seeking asylum in the U.S. ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Immigration advocates worry Biden's executive order will only worsen the already months-long backlog at border crossings, struggling with a lack of resources. But President Biden says he had no choice in taking this executive action because Republicans rejected a bipartisan border security bill earlier this year at the urging of former President Trump.
President Biden now in France to commemorate 80 years since the D-Day invasion on June 6th. A gunman shot and captured by Lebanese soldiers after a shootout at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. No one else hurt. This is ABC News. One of the world's biggest music producers is now facing sexual assault charges.
The Dream has written and produced some of the biggest hits of all time. I'm a single lady. For Beyonce, Rihanna, Justin Bieber, and more. And now he's been hit with allegations of rape, sexual battery, and sex trafficking. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday in Los Angeles, Shahnaz Mangro says she met The Dream, a.k.a. Tarius Nash, when she was 23 and new to L.A. from the Netherlands. And he promised to make her a superstar, but instead, she says he became an abusive and controlling boyfriend. In a statement to the New York Times, Nash calls the allegations untrue and defamatory. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
More water problems in Atlanta just as a couple of big water main breaks are being fixed. Another 6-inch main has ruptured. Parts of the city have had water disrupted since last week. Officials there are blaming aging infrastructure. And speaking of aging, it may be time to upgrade your old Apple TV if you want to keep streaming Netflix. The streaming service says at the end of July it will stop support for second and third generation Apple TVs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Gotta change my oil.
How about new Valvoline Restore and Protect? It restores and protects your engine to run like new.
Get in the zone.
It restores your engine to, like, factory clean?
And protects.
Get in the zone.
So Valvoline Restore and Protect restores and protects.
Now you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for
$37.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Attorney General Josh Call filed charges in Dane County Court Tuesday against attorneys James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbrough, as well as Donald Trump campaign associate Michael Roman. The three tried to send false Wisconsin Republican electoral votes to Congress, despite Trump losing the state to Joe Biden in 2020. A man was found dead in his Janesville home following an 8-hour standoff with authorities. Police were investigating a domestic violence incident Tuesday morning when the man allegedly fired several shots at Janesville officers. After hours of negotiations, officers entered the home to find the man dead. And Smokey the Bear is getting his own showcase in Wisconsin next month. Portraits and classic films from the USDA archives in Washington, D.C., reminding you to prevent forest fires, will be on display at Pioneer Park in Rhinelander. That'll happen the first week of July in celebration of National Forest Week. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, getting a little breezy here by later this afternoon. Our high 78 with wind west at 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to around 25 by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear breezy, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 70. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud you do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. The bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did.
with stars and stripes and eagle fly. We're the stars and stripes and the eagle.
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied.
just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left ride a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina good.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Marty Robbins, El Paso, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 50s across the region. Could still see some rain today. We'll have more details with our ag weather forecast. Also this hour, Gary Crawford in, talking about a focus on food safety, not only here in the United States, but also around the world. We'll have more with Gary on that here in our Newsmaker segment. Well, gas prices under $3 a gallon early this morning when I was driving in here in Durand at a mini price war between Quick Trip and the BP continues. They kind of keep going back and forth. That's all right. Increasing U.S. oil production is kind of offsetting some of the cuts from OPEC. And they've also been lower oil prices and even lower gas prices as of late. It's not bad to see with gas prices under $3 a gallon. Now let's see if we can't get those diesel prices lower too, right? Yeah, you bet. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
This month's Ask the Vet segment, we continue our discussion with Dr. Ryan Leiderman about the latest modeling software to help with ventilating your barn. And Ryan, these models look at particle and velocity of airspeed. Tell us more what you're learning about this new technology.
Part of what SolidWorks does, ventilation modeling. Once we have the barn drawn to scale in SolidWorks and it's to 3D, we then put in real ventilation systems. Again, the fans are to scale. The CFMs are actual. And we can run a modeling software and say, okay, we want to know if we did a ventilation system like A, what would the airflow dynamics look like in the barn? And there's two things that we can do that are useful. The first one's called a particle study. You can think about it like fogging. So it'll show as the air exits the fans, how does it spread out? What areas does it cover? And it's particularly useful in identifying areas that are well ventilated. And it can also help us identify any potential dead spots in the barn that might not be covered. They're very accurate. The other cool part that we can do are velocity studies. So not only will it tell us how the air goes through the barn, and you can drive that velocity probe wherever you want in the barn, and it will tell you what the air speed will be there. And so we did this for a barn over in eastern Wisconsin probably a year ago. It was one of the first barns that we modeled, and the airflow velocity study predicted that as the air hit the calf's back 3 feet off the ground, the airspeed would be 1.8 miles per hour, okay? And I thought, well, I wonder how accurate this really is. And we did all this modeling before the farmer even decided to build the barn. Well, then he built the barn, installed the ventilation system. Once it was wired, I drove over there with my airspeed monitoring equipment, and we measured, and 3 feet off the ground, the actual airspeed was 1.7 miles per hour. So pretty darn close. So we're having fun with this software and extremely accurate. I mean, this isn't like some free version of engineering software that you can download for a 30-day trial. These type of engineering softwares are very expensive, and they take a long time and a lot of training sessions to learn how to drive these things. But we can do this now, and they're things that we can offer to our clients. They like the 3D animated barn walkthroughs the most because they're the most interactive and they're fun to see. But for an old nerd like me who just loves math and physics and airspeeds and stuff, I have to say I think the velocity studies and those particle studies that we can run are exciting to me. You know, back when I first started doing ventilation 15, 20 years ago, we were doing like arithmetic on a sheet. You know, I just look back on that and it's like, wow, that was pretty rudimentary compared to the airflow modeling stuff that we have today. So it's kind of neat to see that progression.
So this is software that can be used on the farm today. So what can a producer do to get involved with this and get it going?
So the best process is if somebody can get us a drawing of their barn. Now, I like a nice blueprint is my favorite thing. However, if somebody can even take a piece of computer paper and draw by hand, basically a top-down, you know, my barn is 120 feet long by 32 feet wide. I want two individual rows of pens. Just do a bird's eye view, top-down layout of what the barn would be with some dimensions. Even if it's hand-drawn, we can then take that and turn it into a 3D CAD drawing. And then that kind of starts the process. So they can email or call us, get us the drawing, talk about what their plan is for the barn. From there, we can get the CAD drawing going, get the 3D model going. Once the 3D model is done, then we can start applying different ventilation ideas to it and do different particle studies, velocity studies, stuff like that. Well, and the other cool thing that I didn't really mention, this airflow modeling, which could be the particle studies or the velocity studies, they allow us to do what we call what-if scenarios. Now we can do what-if studies and say, well, what if we did this or what if we did that all at once? So that's kind of neat.
Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com. With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Winona, tell me why here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 57 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, July milk down 7 to 2080, August steady at 2109, September down 2 to 2086. October down 1 at 20.36. Cheese markets were steady yesterday. Barrels at 196, 40-pound blocks at 189. No trades on the day. Cash butter up 4.25 to 3.16 and a quarter. Four trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 2.25 to 119.17 trades on the day. Dry whey up 2 to 44 even. Three trades on the day. Cattle markets are called lower. Hogs are called higher today as there's hesitancy in the cattle market to move markets higher due to the potential for higher cash. It hasn't helped yet that the cash markets haven't even developed. Now, while hogs fell apart and broke technical support yesterday and slower demand is becoming a reality, the markets could rally today. Some of that could be short covering and oversold conditions in the hogs. Now, June live cattle will open the day at 182.17, August 178.45, October 180.80. August feeder cattle open at 256.02, September 257.60, October 258.55. June hogs open at 92.70, July 93.92, August at 93.55. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn and wheat continue to move mostly lower. Some of this is just a bit of a correction in the markets after recent gains. Also, some of those outside factors, the harvest is continuing to move along here in the U.S. for wheat. That continues to pressure prices. Also, planting progress helping to pressure the corn markets. And also, some of the crop progress conditions are better than expected for corn. That's also pressuring the markets. Now, soybeans, though, they're moving a bit higher. They are getting some support from soybean meal and also a little bit of short covering in the market as well. July corn down 1.75 to 4.40 3/4. September and new crop down 1. September at 4.47 1/4. New crop 4.61. July beans up 2.5 to 11.81 1/2. August up 2 to 11.79 1/2. New crop up 1/4 to 11.56 1/4. July soybean meal up 50 cents to 3.55 60. While July soybean oil down 13 cents to 43.49. Chicago wheat, July and September, both now down. July down 1/4 to 6.58. September down 1.25 to 6.76 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, though, higher, both up 2.25. July at 7.25 3/4. September, 7.35 1/2. Energy markets this morning are mixed. July crude oil up 26 cents to 73.51. August up 27 cents to 73.33. But July gas now down a cent to 2.34. August steady at 2.32. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.91, July $3.94, new crop $4.07, cash beans $11.09, July $11.09, new crop $10.76. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.16.5, July $4.16.5, August $4.05 1/4, and new crop at $4.12. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 412, August 415, new crop 412. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash and July corn at 389, new crop 407. Cash beans 1104, July 1107, new crop 1081. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 402, new crop 412. Cash beans 1094, new crop at 1071. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 420, July 421, August 412, new crop 417. Cash beans 1152, July 1156,
new crop at $10.97. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.89, new crop $4.07, cash beans $11.11, new crop $10.81. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 173 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 171, market cows 102 to 140, bulls 136 to 157, calves at 250 to 980, beef steers 182 to 370, Holstein steers 162 to 392. Sheep markets, market lambs and late lambs, 255 and down, ewes 210 and down, rams 120 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 125 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 182 to 196, finished beef heifers 182 to 190.50, finished dairy steers 165 to 178.50, market cows 110 to 129, market bulls 149 to 167. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Summer starts now with Memorial Day appliance savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances from brands like KitchenAid. And right now, you can double your savings when you spend $2,500 or more. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid through 6/5. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Said I don't know where I'm going next, but when I do, I'll let you know. May, June, July. She wonders why she's still waiting. She'll keep waiting, 'cause there is no Arizona, no Payton desert, no Sedona. If there was a promised her a new and better life out in Arizona.
Dobie Buffaloes, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Request. Oh, babe, you've got something.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins, and good morning. Well, the U.S. is now a partner with world organizations trying to boost food safety and reduce food-related illnesses. Gary Crawford has more.
It was back in December of 2018 when the United Nations voted to organize a World Food Safety Day, which would be held every June 7th, starting in 2019. The purpose?
To raise awareness and inspire action on food safety across the world in order to reduce instances of foodborne illness.
Which is a big problem globally, according to Dr. Emilio Esteban. He's the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Undersecretary for Food Safety. He gave us some shocking numbers.
Around the globe, around 600 million people get sick because of foodborne illness every year. About 420,000 of those, almost 500,000 people, die because of foodborne illnesses.
And so Dr. Esteban says U.S. and international groups are working together to set food safety standards and help countries, particularly low-income countries, meet those standards to reduce food-related illnesses.
We're working together to make safe food for the world.
But he says food-related illness is not just a problem of low-income countries. Even though the U.S. has the safest food system in the world, we still have some of those food-related illnesses here in the U.S. as well, about 48 million cases a year, many of them caused by us consumers not being careful, not following basic food safety guidelines. The director of the World Health Organization's Nutrition and Food Safety Office, Dr. Francesco Branca, talked about what we consumers should do when handling food.
First of all, of course, hygiene. Wash your hands, wash the food, the surfaces, wash your products, the fruit and vegetables you eat, particularly if you eat them raw. Then separate the raw from the cooked when you prepare food, when you store food. Then third, you have to cook food thoroughly. At the right temperature.
And store it at the right temperature as well. What are the right temperatures? How can we make sure we're handling food safety? Luckily, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has experts you can ask at the department's Meat and Poultry Hotline. Meredith Carruthers is one of those experts, and here's how to get your food safety questions answered.
So if you want to talk to a live food safety expert, you can call us on the Meat and Poultry Hotline. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can reach us at the phone at 1-888-674-6854. So it's 1-888-MP-Hotline. You can also live chat with us. Same times, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time at ask.usda.gov. If you have any questions, when we're not open or not available live, you can send us an email at mphotline@usda.gov. And then we do have food safety messages, FAQs, questions and answers that you can search 24 hours a day as well at ask.usda.
That's ask.usda.gov. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. And a reminder, if you do have food safety questions, you can always call the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline at 888-674-6854 or go online to ask.usda.gov. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Scattered showers are expected once again to move across much of the area today, with amounts generally less than a quarter of an inch. Southwest winds will gust as well, up to 30 miles an hour, and dry conditions are expected for the remainder of the week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, a 70% chance of afternoon showers or thunderstorms. Highs 74 to 79, relative humidities at 42 to 47%. West winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 30. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible and about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then clear, a 50% chance of showers and storms early. Lows 52 to 57, relative humidities at 78 to 83%. West winds at 18 to 13, gusting to 30.
We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Thursday, partly sunny, high 63 to 68. Relative humidities at 46 to 51%. Northwest winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 35. We'll see 9 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly sunny, high 70 to 75. Northwest winds at 13 to 18. For Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower or storm, high 70 to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 65 to 70. Monday, partly sunny, high 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 75 to 80.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
This June, join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in celebrating June Dairy Month. Indulge in the rich flavors and creamy goodness of Wisconsin dairy. From farm to table, our dairy farmers work tirelessly to bring you the highest quality milk, cheese, ice cream, and more. Dive into the 13 essential nutrients packed in every serving of Wisconsin milk. Raise a glass and celebrate June Dairy Month with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, because nothing beats the taste of Wisconsin dairy.
Cattle love to be near streams. They munch on the grass, drink the water, and cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They can also cause damage, so limit their time there as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
A stream running through a pasture often has lush grass, shade trees, and plenty of water. It can be an ideal place for cattle to hang out, but it's not a good idea on a continual basis. Steve Higgins is the Director of Animal Compliance at the University of Kentucky. He says livestock allowed to graze to their heart's content along a stream can cause significant damage to the area.
You get a compaction of the soil, you get erosion of the soil, you get a diminution of the vegetative growth down there, and so what you get is this hard, compactive, eroded area that doesn't have any vegetation to control runoff, to filter out any kind of pollutants, and so you have water quality problems.
To prevent these problems, fence off the area. If you need to cross the creek to get the animals from one side to another, he recommends putting in a stream crossing. It should also be gated on each side to keep the animals from loafing in the stream for too long. However, he notes that fencing doesn't mean you have to lose production in that area. It can be part of a rotational grazing system as you move cattle from one side of the stream to the other.
What you can also do is use that riparian area corridor to move the animals from, say, one side of the farm to the other where they flash graze that riparian corridor, say, in a half a day to a day and a half during a dry period of the season. Get them in there when it's not wet, you flash graze it, you still get the use of that forage that's in there, and then you use it as a corridor to transfer the animals from one pasture to another.
Sometimes you can't fence off a streamside area. Higgins tells people to do the best they can to manage the amount of time that livestock have access to it. It's also a good idea to provide fresh water rather than allow them to drink from the stream because it could be polluted with contaminants. Learn more about streamside grazing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.